This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Petty Officer Grant Gorzokowski. On September 29th, the USS Benfold concluded a decade of service with four deployed naval forces in Japan. A farewell ceremony recognized the ship's tour in the Western Pacific. The Benfold arrived in Yokosuka in October 2015. Over the past 10 years, the ship has participated in exercises including Malabar, Pacific Griffin, and Keen Sword, working alongside allies and partners. Captain Dave Holjack, Commodore of Destroyer Squadron 15, said, quote, "This ship leaves with an amazing legacy as a workhorse for the fleet and stalwart friend to our allies and partners. Over the last decade, Benfold and her crew have executed our nation's tasking with strength and excellence. We will miss Benfold's grit and determination, but look forward to her crew's continued successes in Desron 31. End quote. During its assignment, the Benfold earned 3 battle efficiency awards and sailed more than 4 million miles across the Indo-Pacific. The Benfold is scheduled to relocate to Everett, Washington to support U.S. Third Fleet operations. On September 25th, the USS Chief, MCM-14, an Avenger-class mine countermeasure ship, held a change-of-command ceremony on Commander Fleet Activity Sasebo. Here is the repair officer, Ensign Alistair Ortiz II, with more.
So this event here is about change-of-command. It's basically a transfer of leadership from our CO to the XO, giving him full responsibility of the command and everything that's entitled to command. This is for every ship in the Navy. They always do this, every command in the Navy. This is a big thing for them. This just establishes a very president moment where, you know, leadership has been transferred, and it also gives the crew a first chance to look at their leadership, you know, in a new role.
This has been your Eagle Radio News. From all of us here at American Forces Network Sasebo, thanks for listening.